Newspapers across Japan are full of editorials calling for people to pull together to put the country back on its feet. Well, who better to rally a weary nation than one of the country's preeminent baseball teams? From Tokyo, NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on a lighter moment in that beleaguered city.
The Yomiuri Giants walk tall in Japan's capital. Word went out this week that the Giants of Tokyo baseball want to raise money for the victims of the tsunami in the Sendai region and evacuees from the nuclear danger zone. If you want to donate, come to the Ochinomizu train station and meet 16 members of the team. Tatsuyoshi Tsutsumi, a spokesman for the Giants management, was there early.
The team of Giants decided to donate 30 million yen, and this will be on top of that. And we don't know how much we can get.
Trains pull into the station, and afternoon commuters and baseball fans pour out onto the street. The newspapers they're carrying are busy with a debate. With so many tsunami victims and refugees, should opening day be postponed? The rumor is the league will postpone, but what about night games? With rolling blackouts around Tokyo, lighting up the Big Egg, as the home stadium is called, seems a bit extravagant. Tsutsumi says management is listening.
The owners are discussing at the meeting at the moment. It will be decided by the end of this week.
Police keep eager fans lined up along the sidewalk. Mine Koyama, who's come to donate money and maybe see star pitcher Tetsuya Utsumi, says night games might be disrespectful.
You better ask to the victims of that Sendai area. Those refugees are really suffering, and so it's not really the time to do the night game.
Finally, the big moment comes. 16 players file out and stand behind a makeshift barrier. Cameras click, videos roll, and fans envelop the players. The collection box fills. And for a few minutes, in the cold rain, Tokyo can put aside its worries about radiation and contaminated food and water and just think about baseball. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Tokyo.
This is NPR News.